Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Kat Edwards. She is a clairvoyant medium, a diploma life coach, civil funeral celebrant, a JP, a spiritual teacher and mentor. She's also a public speaker and singer, writer, and a mom of four. Kat was born in Scotland and moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experience at age five. When she was 15, Kat bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends. At age 24, she began to read professionally and since then has gone on to read for thousands of people. As a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge. This will give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guided experience which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. Kat specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even when you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that's yours for the taking. She's a guidance-style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form part of the reading process, however, they are not the sole focus. And so let me welcome Kat. Kat, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, thank you, and thanks for having me on again.
I love having you on, Kat. You're one of my favorite guests, so kudos to you. Kat, you know, we do a show on Sunday nights just to let the folks know that are on the line. It's a different show. It's a talk show format where Kat and I talk about a topic each week. Would you like to say a few words about that before we begin?
Yeah, it's called The Healing Circle, and it's on Sunday night, U.S. time, 8 p.m.
Eastern time.
Standard time, North America.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And it's on Monday mornings here in Australia at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that will change when North America goes into daylight savings, and we'll go back an hour, and we'll start at 10 a.m., but that won't be for a while, so any of my Aussie listeners, don't worry too much about that. That won't happen till later in the year. But it's been an evolution, really, hasn't it, the Healing Circle. It started with several wonderful people, and slowly, as they had other commitments, it tended to whittle back and ended up just being you and I.
Right. And whatever callers we have that call in, which is wonderful because they get to be part of the talk show too.
Yeah. So it's lovely because we talk about different topics that are on people's minds. We don't just make up the topics. We ask the callers to contribute so that we're keeping things relevant. And we just discuss them from our life wisdom perspective, our educated perspective, and if we don't know something, we're going to say it.
Absolutely. And so I would encourage anybody that wants to participate in the experience to call in Sunday nights. Again, it's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. and 11 a.m. Mondays where Kat is in Australia. And as Kat said, it is Sunday nights here in the U.S. Kat, tell us what's been going on for you since the last time you were on this show.
Oh, I can't remember when I was on your show last. I think it was in November.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a lot of personal life goals that I met during that time, but I kind of stepped back from my career a little bit because I had a yucky virus that I couldn't get rid of, and I became very... I had to conserve my energy and I became quite insular. And so I'm just coming back out now. I'm at the other end of that. I ended up having to see a naturopath and I got some supplements which got me over the line, but I lost my voice and that was a bit difficult because I'm in the middle of training to be a professional singer and... I lost my voice, which wasn't really handy. So I spent a lot of money going and seeing naturopaths and getting acupuncture and seeing a chiropractor and getting musculoskeletal adjustments to help. I also went through a couple of belt gradings with my karate and... No, I'm in the middle of orange belt, so getting my head around that with the kata, which anyone who knows anything about martial arts will know that that's the sequence. It's like a, for want of a better word, it's a choreographed sequence of moves that you have to do to display your skill. And I'm getting my head around the kata for my belt at the moment, which is called Cypher. I just started an acting class so I can improve my public speaking and take all of that to the next level because I've been doing a bit of, you know, writing and performing and I'd really like to make that into something. So that's kind of where I've been at. Also, December, January, here in Australia, that's school holidays, summer school holidays. And so that really links home, and that's meant a lot of dealing with family life, which is great. And so now they're back at school. They started school this week. David, I've got time. I don't know what to do with my
life. Oh, come on. Somebody that is as eclectic as you can't figure out what to do next. My God, you've got so many hats up in the air. You're like a juggler.
I managed to slip in a snooze yesterday. I needed that.
Oh, good. Yeah, we all can benefit from those from time to time. Kat, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you that want a full reading?
At the moment, the best way is to get onto my Facebook page, which is Kat Edwards Life Coach and Spiritual Facilitator, and send me a private message or hit the Book Now button. I'm rebranding the website is down, so don't try and find me through my website. It's not there. I'm rebranding at the moment. So, the best way is to go through Facebook. I'm not a big Instagram person, not that I don't have Instagram. It's that it frustrates me. I can't load from my computer, and I do all my graphic design on my computer. So better off to find me through Facebook at the moment. Or you can email me at cat.edwards.35.8@gmail.com. But yeah, just go through Facebook. You can friend me there. I've still got a bit of room on my friends list. And, yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
Kat, run your email by again because, well, I have it here. It's kat.edwards35.8@gmail.com. You just said it a little bit quickly, and it was hard for me to pick it up, but I did have it. So hopefully everybody's got it now. And please get in touch with Kat. She gives an amazing reading. I've had a couple from her, and they've really been helpful to me. And tonight, for those that are fortunate enough to get to talk to Kat, it's just going to be a snapshot kind of reading, folks. So, and we're only going to be doing three readings, and we'll have some discussion in between the readings. So it's going to be a little bit different than what we've done in the past. And Kat, whenever you're ready to begin, let me know.
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Okay. Well, to give everybody a fair shot, we've got 16 callers on the line, and you all have called in just about the time the show began or before. So, Kat, if you would pick a number between 1 and 16, we're going to start off that way.
Let's go right in the middle, number 8.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Area code 215, I'm coming to you. What's your first name, please?
My first name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Great. Thank you for asking.
Do I have to ask a specific question?
Can I help you, Susan?
Yes.
Yes, please. We don't have a lot of time, so if you can just ask the question, that'd be great.
Okay, my relationship?
Mm-hmm. So you want, what do you want to know about your relationship?
Like we've been together 4 years, and it feels like we're stuck. Do you see it getting better or worse?
All right, let's have a look.
You're kind of like
focusing on you.
I can hardly hear you. Like muffling.
That's because I wasn't talking. I was pulling cards focused on you.
Okay.
The connection is not the best, Susan. Were you able to hear our interchange before the show began when Kat was talking?
Yeah, I can hear you really good. It seems like she's got like her voice, like she's got like a little cold, like that kind of muffling when you're getting a little chest cold or whatever. But I can hear her, you know.
Okay. Yeah, again, the connection is from Australia where she lives, and it's not the best connection that we have had before. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the problem there. So please bear with us. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Okay, I apologize for the connection.
Don't apologize.
Now, what I'd like to say to you, Susan, is that there is going to be movement in your relationship. Now, the thing is that I don't see any love lost. In fact, obviously there is a delay. We know that, but there's also the end of that. There's the end of that situation coming up, and there's a positive experience between you, more of a celebratory experience between you coming through. Now there. All you have to do is start to think about life as being positive and magical. If you really want to be with this person, then decide to ask them what they want out of the future with you. Because I can tell you that there is an opportunity for things to resolve and move forward between the two of you. if you really search your heart and decide you don't want to be with this person anymore and the two of you are better off seeing other people, then do that. Really make that decision based on three things. Do I honestly love this person? Can I see myself making massive commitment, like adopting an animal, like a dog or a cat or a long-lived bird or something like that with that person? Mm. Can I see myself buying property with that person? Could I see myself marrying that person or hand-fasting for 25 years to that person? If you get a yes to everything, that you would entwine your finances, you would entwine family, and you would entwine a chunk of years of your life with that person, then I would consider moving forward because there is a positive outcome here. However, if you get a wavering thought over any of those, then you need to seek some counselling over the decision about this relationship. But as I said, I do see a positive resolution to the stalemate you're in with that relationship. So, it's up to you. All I can do is give you guidance. But the guidance is to think about these three questions. Would I entwine my money any deeper with this person? Would I entwine my family with this person, i.e. make a family with this person? And would I entwine the years of my life with this person any longer? If you want marriage, then you need to make the step to discuss the future with them. Because I feel like they're quite comfortable. When I have a vision of the person you're with, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, that doesn't really matter because I'm getting an energy feeling from them. I see someone who's in a comfortable position, just feeling comfortable and not really moving because of things have got to a place. Now, whether that we can be in a lot of pain and get used to that pain and then get into a state of comfort. So I'm not saying that they're like super happy themselves, but what I see is that there's a apathy, maybe. So yeah, that's the message is step up.
Can I ask you one?
Separate yourself from your relationship.
When you said he or her, I've been in the relationship with him, but you're like the second person that asked me that. I mean, why would something like that be picked up? Like, I have nothing against
because
same partner love, but I'm not into that.
I understand that. The reason I'm saying that, you're in a whole other country and a whole other hemisphere to me, and I'm picking up gender, so I'm saying he or her, because I don't know you. You could be gay. I don't know you. And I'm not focused on gender. I'm focused on their energy. So when I read to somebody over the radio, I'm going to elevate my mind into the collective consciousness of the humans, and then I'm going to hone my mind into your energy, and then the you're asking about, or the in your case, the relationship, the coupling. So that means I'm going to focus on the energy of the other person as well. I'm not interested in their gender. I'm interested in their feeling and their attitude towards your relationship, because that's what your question's about. So that's the energy that I'm focusing on. So that's why I said he or her. I don't really care.
I understand that, but I mean, like, I don't have nothing against that either, but I just feel like when you're in a relationship and if somebody is feeling that way of being with somebody of their own male or female, then I think they should be honest with the partner they're with, you know, like don't be lying if that's the way you feel, you know, and you're just using this for a cover up or scared to let people know how you really feel inside. You know, that's, you know, they should be open and honest. Yeah. That's why when you brought that up, I asked you, because if he's feeling like that, then I think he should be honest with me.
Well, that's not what I picked up.
Okay.
I was more focused on the feeling in the relationship, and it's a bit of comfort. Like I got too comfortable. And you at the beginning you said you want to know about your relationship, and it wasn't really moving forward. Why was it moving forward? And
I think it.
So my concept is.
I think, you know,
To answer you.
You seemed that was getting positive, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think that you need to review what you want. And move forward. Like, as I said to you, answer the three questions. Will I entwine my life years any longer with this person? Will I entwine my family with this person? I make a family, whether that's by adopting animals or human children. Will I entwine finances any further with this person? Answer those questions yourself. Remove yourself from the relationship. Go on a two-day break. Remove yourself from the relationship and decide if that's what you want. Go and get counseling if you need to.
Yeah.
And then come back to the relationship and ask them what they want out of their future. And then move forward.
Yeah, and we're going to need to move on now, Kat and
All right,
Susan. Thank
you
so much for your call.
Thank you. All right, God bless you.
Okay. God bless you too, Susan. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
Kat. Now, you know, that's one of the top requests that we get from people is questions about relationships. Seems to be career, relationships, money. These are the things that people seem to ask about.
Yeah.
Do you have any sense on why that is and why the focus is on those three areas?
Because they're important for your function in life, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
The big ones, family, travel, intimate relationships and friendships, money, and career. So these, I know someone could say, oh, that's a branch off of that one, like money and career are branches of each other, but some people will choose loving what they do over money. So career isn't necessarily always about money. And same with family. Family questions can be to do with children sometimes, but often it's to do with some sort of conflict that's going on in their family life that has to be resolved. So, yeah, relationships are... romantic relationships are one of the biggest teachers that we have. And as a result, they can force you to really grow, but it can be very painful. That growing pain can be extreme. And yet those three questions I asked Susan to ask herself, you know, if you are in a position where you're actually unhappy in your relationship, but you're afraid to break up, you know, geez, don't waste any more of your adult life with somebody that you can't see yourself entwined with for, you know, another 10 or 20 years. Move on. Be grown up enough to move on. You need to say yes or no to, I'm happy to entwine years of my life with this person.
Yeah.
Yes or no, I am happy to make a family with this person. Yes or no, I am happy to entwine money with this person.
Well, you put some...
Happy,
yeah, you put personal responsibility into the equation, and I like that. It wasn't like you were giving a fortune-telling situation. You were helping the person, helping Susan come to an understanding of what is important to her in the relationship and whether indeed it is a viable one. I like that.
Yeah, because, well, I can make a prediction, but predictions are absolute. Predictions can fall flat because people make different decisions. The prediction is only going to be viable for the snapshot in time that it's made when the probable event is going along that timeline.
Right.
But as soon as something changes in the timeline, the prediction falls flat. That's why I don't focus on predictions. I focus on guidance.
That makes sense. That makes sense because we all have free will, and we may say one thing tonight, and then tomorrow we may take another action that will change the whole equation.
Yeah. So it's actually a really interesting topic when you start to look at timelines and probable events, and you then mix divination into that. Somebody recently asked me if I could trust the pendulum, and my response was that with all divination, you need to err on the side of probability. So it is a highly probable, that the pendulum is giving you a correct answer. However, you must also give the leeway of 80-20. 80% yes, 20% no.
Mm.
So that you can allow for the unpredictable nature of life to occur, because it can be unpredictable. That's just the way it is. Random events can happen. You think that you're going along, you get in your car, you're going to the shops. Your probable event and your timeline is that in 10 minutes you have parked your car and walked into the shops to buy groceries for the day. The random event that happens is somebody's drunk, they drive along, they're out of control, they hit you, next thing you're in hospital, you're not on your timeline anymore.
Mm.
That was not part of what you had set up to occur. That was a random event. Sometimes that happens. And what we have to do when life throws us a curveball like that is we respond, not react. Because we will, as souls, we're here to learn and grow. We're not here to follow a rigid, strict event timeline that this and this and this and this will occur at these moments. That's not interesting enough.
Well, I liked what you were saying about respond instead of react. It makes me think of an expression I've heard before, and that is that we need to act rather than react. And that has a lot to do with detachment and listening and being at peace within oneself and taking responsibility for your actions.
Yes, that's right. And being centered, as you said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's move on. If you could pick a number between 1 and 7 or 9 and 16, let's do that.
4.
Okay, area code 954. You've been picked.
Yes.
What is your first name, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you, Sharon?
Good, thank you. I have a question. I've been unhappy at my job for a while now, and I guess I've gotten also kind of comfortable. I guess you can get comfortable with a job and not really like it. So I'm currently, this is the year. I just keep saying I'm going to get something else. I'm going to get something else. But I am 65 years old, so I'm not like a young person out there looking for a job. So I was just wondering, what you see and how you might feel about this.
Okay, Sharon, So as you were talking and focusing on you, and I pulled three cards for you, and they are all focused on finances and work. We've got the Page of Wands here, which is always about a new adventure, a new endeavor coming through. And it's also to do with ingenuity and originality. And then we've got the Eight of Coins and we've got the Ten of Coins. And that they're really good money numbers, money cards. And so in the passive feminine side on the left-hand side, which is where thought is creating things, the thought action is for financial security, and that's what you're after. But the Ten of Coins is really a massively positive number for that. So keep thinking good thoughts about your career and about what you're good at and how you can transform, from where you're at now into something that can give you a bit more flexibility, a bit more freelance, you know. So I don't know what you do for a living now, but can you work as a consultant? Have you got enough time up your sleeve in that role? Or, you know, look at the body of work that you've got over your working life, which is, what, about 40 years? Including if you've got a family, that's a working life.
Yeah, well, I've raised my family, and yeah.
You've got a hell of a lot of knowledge. And the good thing about being a parent, whether you're a mother or a father, is that you have to think on your feet. You've got to look outside the box to fix situations. You've got to juggle 10 things at once. You bring a hell of a lot of wisdom forward to whatever you do now. See, if you had a little cart trailing behind you, it would be full of golden wisdom. And that's what you bring forward now. So I would encourage you to think about how you can now transform your work into something that packages your skill set in a way that assists others who are up and coming. So that would be training, that would be a consultant, mentoring, coaching, that sort of thing would really assist you in your path. Don't give up your day job while you transform, but it is time to transform. The eight of coins here is it's a schooling number, so it does mean that there is some going back to school, some training. But I feel like you have the capacity to be the trainer. I feel like you have the capacity to teach what you know, to pass it on, and to really stand in that power of the knowledge that you have. So it would be good if you could afford it to sit down with somebody who can help you to package who you are up, you know.
My son is graduating from Oxford, and he actually wants me to be in the consulting, in business with him, you know, part of the time in a consulting capacity. So I'm kind of, you know, that's very right on, spot on, actually. So hopefully that will come to fruition. Yeah. 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 But
I was going to say, you can make the money you're making now working less out. You know,
right.
About it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just really unhappy with this. Yeah, I'm just really unhappy with this job. I think it's just there's so much drama, and I think it's just time to move on. Even if it's the same, doing the same thing in a different place, it might still be better, you know. And I just think that I just need to move on and possibly do this in a part-time capacity until, you know, I gained some momentum to do it in a on a larger scale, perhaps. But I just don't like the drama and the negativity, and the I can't wrap my head around that. I just, it's too much. So, but you know, I thank you for your kind advice, and thank you so much. Many blessings, and have a yes, thank you again. Take care, guys. Thanks again.
Sharon, thank you for calling. Yeah. God bless you, hon.
Oh, okay. You as well. You guys as well. Take care.
Thank you. You do the same. Well, that was interesting because it seems like Sharon already had some of the answers within herself, and you helped her to see that for herself.
Yeah. You know, is there ageism in the workplace in the U.S.?
Oh, yes.
There certainly is.
Yes, definitely.
And I've met plenty of women who are in Sharon's age group who dye their hair and put a lot of time into looking younger,
mm-hmm.
not because they're vain, but so they can keep working, and they hide their age so that they can keep working. Because they like to work. It's not that they can't afford not to work. It's that they like to work, but they feel the pressure to appear younger so that they can keep their work. It's very difficult. And with men, it's not so hard, you know. The silver fox off to work, everybody says, oh, okay, you know, good on you. But there is something about both men and women, but women in particular, as they get older, they become invisible in the minds and eyes of people who run businesses. And that's sad because the people who run those businesses are going to get older one day, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. And, you know, sexism is still alive and sick, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's another whole issue. But I love the... I love the way you honed in on Sharon's innate wisdom, and I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, well, you could just feel her energy. She's somebody who, you know, she'd call a spade a spade. She wouldn't take it and leave it, or she'd bite her tongue and then think about her response and then come back later and drop you down. She would be very cautious about how she did things, but she would be a force to be reckoned with. And on the other hand, she would also be somebody who would have a great depth of powerful knowledge, and within that gold vein of compassion. So, you know, I'm getting goosebumps when I focus on her energy. She's an asset to your nation. Unlike her, you know, you can't lose her. Don't lose her. Encourage her. Let her grow and continue. Let her take the elder role and really revere her. Someone like her is an absolute... When this body she occupies expires, a light will turn out that you will all miss, whether you realize it or not. And that's not just U.S. humanity. People like her we need. We need our elders, and we need them where they want to be, because where they want to be is where they're going to really sow the seeds of love, compassion, and wisdom for the next generation.
Absolutely. No question about it. Well, let's move on. Let's pick a number between 1 and 12.
Go with 9.
Okay. Let me just count down the queue. Okay, area code 434, I'm coming to you. What's your first name,
all
please?
All right, I will. Khalil.
Khalil?
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm on the phone, Ma. I'll be all. Hey, I was wondering if I'll be able to deal with this little thing. It's an activity. It's called the National Tactical Officers Association. Do you see me going there? You hear me?
Hi, Khalil. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Nice to meet you.
As you were saying that, I heard a big yes in my mind, and I got a big sunny day in my mind. So I would say got a yes to going along there. And there is a good opportunity for you, if you're willing to put the work in, for advancement as well. But
okay.
You're going to have to stand on laurels. So you must remember to defend who you are at times. So there may be, just trying to put this the correct way, there may be conflict in values or morals with others around you during your time there. Stand in your power of who you are. But the overall message is that there is an opportunity that is successful for you. You'll find that you're more contented in your life moving in this direction.
Right.
And that it will allow your material needs to be met. But, yeah, there's just this little bit of a challenge for you. You'll have to bite your tongue. You'll have to choose the battles wisely. You'll have to stand up to yourself a little bit while you're there. And that's more to do with you being a little different or them being a bit different to you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I do.
For example, I don't know if you organize it. You do? Okay, great. I don't have to go into it. But, yeah, who am I? That's the great question. Know it before you walk in there. Stand in that power, and you'll do
right.
Well. You'll do very well. And I do feel like you'll advance forward. You know, as long as you bring your own unique understanding with you, and you don't leave it at the door, then you will enrich the organization. Just expect that you'll ruffle some feathers.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you for calling in, Khalil.
Welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. I loved what you were saying, Kat, about standing in your own power. A lot of people don't know how to do that. Why do you think that is?
Because we're taught to not have power. We're in a system that says turn the other cheek. So don't turn back at the wrongdoing and look at it squarely in the face and tell it you are doing wrong. Walk away. Now, the only time that you should walk away from a wrongdoing is after you have told the wrongdoing to back off. So, for example, I was in a supermarket with my autistic son one time, and him being autistic, he just says it as he sees it. And this fellow was walking around calling his daughter a brown cow.
Mm.
Now, he was trying to use it as a term of endearment, but to Liam's sense of moral standing, he's heard plenty of women being referred to as cow, knew that that was a derogatory term. So he stood up to the little girl and said, "You can't call her a cow. She's a human." Liam was about 12 or 13, and this fellow wanted to deck him. He wanted to punch him out. And he stood between them and said, "Mate, don't call your daughter a cow. And by the way, he's autistic, so he doesn't have a filter, and you should know better." I looked him square in the eye and pulled him up, and that's peer pressure, and we're all peers of each other. And then by the time he realized what was happening, he was surrounded by a crowd of people, and he backed down and he walked away. Now, that was a situation that if I'd turned the other cheek and grabbed Leanne's arm and ran off, that fellow would have continued to emotionally abuse his daughter, but his peers pulled him up. So we need to be able to stand in our power. You know, and if that guy wanted to hit my son, I would have taken the punch. I stood in my power and said, it's not on. I know what's going on. If he punched me, I'd have been with assault. Now, Kale would have experienced some pain, but in this country, he's the one who would have got in trouble. So, you know, standing in your power means knowing the law. It means standing up for your beliefs, and it means knowing who you are. And get educated. Get educated about who you are. Get fit in your mind and in your heart. Emotionally fit, physically fit, mentally fit. Get fit. Then you're powerful. And as you said before, David, it's part of that is being centered. A very, very centered person is a formidable force.
Mm.
Very, very hard to mess with somebody who's centered.
Well, don't you think that it is important to, in order to get to that place of being centered, to align yourself mind, body, and spirit?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
That's what I meant when I said getting fit.
Okay.
Emotional.
Yeah, I did hear you say that. I apologize. Well,
no, that's right.
We do have time for one more caller if you're up for it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We have 9 callers on the line, but in all fairness to the people that called in before the show, I'd like to focus on 1 through 4.
2, please.
2 or 3?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Number 2.
Area code 561, you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Stacy, and just want to see, I guess I'm asking about, is a relationship coming? Because I guess it's Valentine's Day, so, and a new year, 2020.
Huh.
A new decade, I mean.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Thank you both for taking my call. Happy New Year.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm just pulling some cards for you, Stacy. The fact of the matter is, if you are ready for a relationship, then you're going to start attracting the attention of whichever gender you're attracted to, if not both. If you're attracted to
I like both. I like gay women, and I like men. You know, but I haven't. You know, I haven't been dating for a long time at all. But you know, do you see if I'll find which one I'll attract? I mean, I would like to have a really good friend, female, because I don't have any. You know, close female friends, but, you know, female to go out with and everything. But, you know, even if I'm not attracted to them, I want a close female friend. Everybody needs a good friend. Guys, it's hard to be friends
Absolutely.
With because they may be attracted to me. And if I only like them as a friend, that's one thing. But I want to find a guy I'm attracted to, at least.
Yeah. Well, I have male friends, and they know they're on the friendship shelf. I just make that pretty obvious from the beginning. So that way I can just be friends with the soul rather than the gender, because you keep genitals out of it, and all of a sudden you've got this wonderful heart and mind that you can connect with. And you just don't. Apart from maybe having a hug when you meet and when you leave, you connect on a friendship level. It's a wonderful thing to keep that stigma away from it, and everybody knows where they stand. Now, just focusing on you, though, with the cards that I've pulled, and the original question, which was wanting a relationship, the fact of the matter is, for you, there's a lot of stillness in your life in regards to that part of who you are, meaning the hermit card, which came in your mind. So though you want to reach out, you're still going through a hermit stage. The way to release yourself from that is to look at, if you have employment or you own a business, look at how you can engage in networking, because that's where you're going to make your friendships. Because you've got here on the other, you've got the central card, which is the world, which means it's time to get out of the world. So in the past, there's this hermit card, which means that you've been alone, spent a lot of time contemplating being alone, all of that. Now you're sick of that. The world card in the center in this situation is talking about what opportunities do I have? And the answer is to get out and start networking and moving around through your financial means, through whatever you do for a living. So connection, but networking connection. And advance your career and advance your social life that way. You'll find that things will begin to grow. I can see things really, if you choose to follow this advice, the potential that I see is social gatherings taking up a momentum around April. So
that's amazing.
Start to think about
spring,
how you can really mix it up.
That's amazing, because spring, everything's in bloom, and you're right, I've been like a hermit, because you know, the guy friends I've had, they liked me and I didn't like them. And to me, you can't force a relationship. And the female friends that I've had just, you know, they kind of were like disappointed me, their personality, because I'm very nice. I'm a good person. And it's just like, you know, here's when my birthday comes that they ignore me. You know, and I just don't go for that. You know, it's just like you understand. I just felt like they were like fair weather friends,
okay,
more of acquaintances rather than friends, and I distanced myself from that because, you know, I'd rather go out myself than go out with a friend that's just like that. So, yeah, you're right. I started like a part-time job I have now. It's just okay, but it's seasonal for an accountant. So I, you know, by April, you're right, I'll be getting better jobs, and that would be great, you know, trying to go out there and network and get something full-time. That sounds great, you know, something full-time after the tax season is. So that makes total sense. You're right on target with that. But this is just a stepping stone of a job. Because it looks good on the resume that I'm doing something rather than not doing something. And then, you know, there'll be more opportunities in April. So you're right on target. And it's funny that you picked up, well, what do you want, men or women? But at least you know. you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know, a woman I like kind of like the soft butch type. You know what I mean? A soft butch type or a butch type, that's what type I like. And men, I like a nice-looking pretty boy. But most of all, I like a guy with good character. Because a guy
there
could
you
be
go.
Nice and have a good personality, and then he looks better. But if a guy's, you know, really attractive and he's just like has bad character, he looks bad.
Well, Stacy, we're going to wrap up, but I'm glad that you got a message that resonated with you. And
yes,
I thank you for calling in tonight.
Yes, it did. And thank
Great.
You. I'm glad to be number two and to be taken.
Yeah.
You know
thank
what
you
I mean?
For being patient and hanging in there. Yeah, that's great. Well, you take good care and best wishes to you.
And thank God, and thank you for both your open minds in the situation of understanding, you know, and not, you know, about that not being closed-minded when it comes to, you know, an attraction like that.
Right. Well, I think that open minds are the gateway to freedom, and you sound like a free spirit to me. So
yeah, I mean,
kudos
somebody,
to
you. You like what you
That's
like,
right.
And you know, nobody's here to tell you that, unfortunately. You know,
right.
And some people.
Well, Stacey,
you know what I
have
mean?
A
you
great
like
night
what,
for yourself.
Oh, thank you. You too. Happy New Year too.
Okay.
Thank you both so much. It was a great Friday night, even though I'm home. And tell Kat the best thing about this time of year is watching the Australian Open. I enjoy stuff like that.
Okay, Stacey. Good night, honey.
Good night.
Sorry to cut you off, Stacey. We're coming toward the end of the hour. I liked one word that you used that I really liked, which seemed to pick up on a lot of the different aspects of the reading that you just gave, Stacey, was the word connection. And I think that that's one thing that we need to all do more of in this life. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. When I describe spirituality, I think of connection. That's my first thing. Spirituality is connection.
Yes.
It's that depth of being, knowing that you're not a singular, you're part of a whole. And therefore, when you start to look at other people, you don't see individuals with body parts that are walking around the meat suit. You see souls who are having life experiences, and you know that you are a soul, and that you see beyond gender, you see beyond color, you see beyond body disfigurement, you see beyond skinny or fat, you see beyond all of that, and you see your soul.
Mm.
Once you start to recognize that we connect with each other on a soul to soul, we're soul to soul, we're not penis to vagina, we're not penis to penis, vagina to vagina, we're not any of that. That's all just superficial stuff. Put it aside. It's soul to soul. It's heart to heart. It's mind to mind. Energy to energy. And none of that, all that other stuff, it's only controversial because of religion. And religion's there to control. So let all of that go. Be in your freedom. Love everyone. Love yourself. And be a part of the universe in that way. Don't segregate yourself from it. Just be open to it.
Go ahead.
You have a significant person that you may be intimate with, and your bed is sacred, your body is sacred, and intimacy is sacred. So treat it as such. But that doesn't mean that you can only love that person. I love my partner, who's also called David, but I also love my friend David Clark. And I love my friend Alan Watts. And I love my friend Andreas Panisi. And I love my friend Isabel. And I love so many other people that I love. But I'm only intimate with one person. And if that person walked into my life and he was in a female body, I would have recognized him. And loved him and being intimate with him anyway. What does it matter what body he occupies?
Right, right. Well, you know, that was a beautiful message you delivered, and I think that's a good note to finish up on. Aside from the fact that we're in the last minute of the broadcast, I want to thank you, Kat. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I hope that our listeners will try tuning in on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to the Healing Circle, where Kat and I will both be present. And for now, I wish you all the best, Kat, as always, and thank you again for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, Susan, Sharon, Khalil, and Stacey. It was an honor to read to you.
It was wonderful to have you all call in tonight, and for those of you that we weren't able to get to, thank you for listening. For most of the show, that was I lost my train of thought. I appreciate all of your support.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night, everybody.